question. In Holy Dam, we know from an internal point, every living entity is, has some connection with Krishna.
Yes.
Can you comment something about Holy Dam?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur's vision like that. Yeah, everything is here, chinmay, but covered by maya. That's also Bhaktivinoda Thakur told. Then internally all is related and all is chinmay. ब्रह्मपुर बोली श्रुति कौन जारे गाय माया मुक्त चक्षे आह मायापुर भाय सर्वपरि श्री गोकुल नाम महाबन इट इज नवदीप धाम महातो बुक यथानित्य लीला करे श्री शची नंदन ब्रजेश धाम गोप गोपीकल हलय नवद्वीपे श्री गोकुल द्विजवास रय Navadvip and Brajadham is non-different. There is Gop-Gopis, here is Brahmins and others. Jagannath Misra Griha Parama Pavan Mayapur Madhya Sabe Nitya Niketan. In there, Jagannath Misra's house is the central point and it is very beautifully exalted position taken by the grace of Lord Sri Vishambhar. Maya kripa kori jal uthai jokhon aankhi dekhe subishal Jagannath Misra griha param pavan Maya kripa kori jal uthai jokhon aankhi dekhe subishal chinmay bhavan. Everything is chetan. Everything is Chetan, but it is transcendental world. Inside transcendental, outside material. We are living over the dham, some om. It is. A fire, inside fire, and
oven,
and outside some cover. Then, Jaramay Drabba Jal Bhumi Jatavar, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. All is looking, Jaro means material things. But actually, when our vision will be clean and we can feel, then we can feel the transcendental Navadvip Dham. It is within every higher, every position, and within us also, only necessary to make ourselves free from illusory environment. Dandavatmana, free from illusory vision, illusion. Then, here is Govinda Kunda, you see. I given some parichaya, some identity of this Govinda Kunda. Written in Bengali poetry, I forgot what name. But Govinda Kunda related with Madhavendra Puri and Gupta Govardhan. This place is Gupta Govardhan. It is manifested in Govinda Kunda. Actually, Giriraj Govardhan is Kolodip. That told. The scripture. And when Giriraj Govardhan, here Govinda Kunda is there, And Srila Guru Maharaj's vision, this is Govinda Kunda. And it is now manifested, and relation with Madhavendra Puri and his groups, the dynasty, preceptorial line, come down after Srila Guru Maharaj, his vision. This way we are considering Govinda Kunda and this place, Aparadh Bhanjan part. But all is existing within feelings, transcendental feelings, and outside material feelings. Everywhere transcendental and material existing. Maya kripa kori jal uthai jokon angida kisu bishal chin maya bhavan. When we are getting relief from the illusory vision, then we are feeling transcendental everything. Ishodhan, there is Mahaprabhu's Lilasthali, Godroom. Everywhere in Navadvip Dham, where Mahaprabhu played so much. But at least we can feel something. Inside, if there is a little fire, but outside little womb, that womb not, that English, warm.
Activity.
Outside, some warm we can feel. And that is in Navadvip Dham also, Vrindavan Dham also.
Volcano.
Divine love. But all is existing within feelings, Maharaj. All is existing within feelings. Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, their pastimes, Manekori Node Juri, Hridaya Vichai, Tahar Upare Sonar Gauranga Nachai. The devotee's heart like that, they are thinking, whole Navadvip, I want to, my heart as a carpet, and that Mahaprabhu with his party will dance, whole Navadvip. My heart will be their carpet, and their Mahaprabhu with his associates will dance. That kind of heart of devotees. Sometimes this kind of devotee, fortunately we can see, Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself has seen the Mahaprabhu's birthplace in Mayapur. And he discovered it, and external, internal, both way. And Navadvip Dham Mahato, and another book, Bhavtaranga, yes. And Navadvip Bhavtaranga. We published both books.
Bhaktivinoda and Bhavataranga, he revealed his identity.
Yes. And very nice expression of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And that is the truth. Nrisimhadev going to see every day Aarati of Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Mayapur Chok Pit. Bhaktivinoda Thakur have seen, have felt that, because Nrisimhadev going to over his house named Surabhi Kunja. Sananda Sukhada Kunja Surabhi Kunja, both. Both place state Bhaktivinoda. Krishna taking so much.
Now there's Simhadev also stuck in this con sometimes.
Huh?
Now he's also stuck in this con sometimes.
Yes. Because the devotee of ISKCON, they are worshipping so much. Yes. When coming back from Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Arati, he is taking little rest and taking some prasadam.
Western prasadam.
That is. Bimal Sandesh.
For some reason, ISKCON people, they very much like Nrsimhadev.
Yes, everyone likes Nrsimhadev, except too much like they are Nrsimhadev. Who is fearful for material world so much, and material wealth connection, they are worshipping Nrsimhadev so much, fulfilling their material desire. And in Nrsimhapalli there are so many stones they are binding in the street. Yeah, I need one boy, I need one girl, I need one
boy and girl.
Yes.
When they do this, is there any benefit from they asking this desire or not? When they put this string, stone on the string, what is the result?
Definitely they are getting something. Otherwise, why they are millions of stone?
Cup of riksha, desire tree, material desire.
Yes, fulfilling material desire, cheating.
Brahma
Samhita
say there's some relationship between Ganesh and
Sringadeva.
Yes. What sloka?
Ganadi Raja.
Is Ganesh always worshipping?
He's achieved his strength through a lotus feet of Nrsimhadev.
Yasya pranama samaye. Jat pad pallav jugang vinidhaya kumbha dande pranam samaye sa ganadhiraja vignam bihantu malamasya alamasya jagatrayasya govinda madhi purusham tamahang bhajami. This is the sloka. Today is physically so much disturbed I am. But it is my greed to meet with everyone, wants to see everyone at least one time. For that I not went to my bed. And you also going for mission, missionary job. I forgot. Jatpada, now again come. Jatpada pallava jugam vinidhaya kumbhadande pranama samaye saganadhiraja. The Ganesh, his head is elephant head, and there is two place, and I had little mountain like that. That when Ganesh is doing pranam to Nrisimhadev, and Nrisimhadev putting his lotus form, that head of Ganesh, the mountain of bliss in the head, and Ganesh, Nrisimhadev putting there divine feet. And by Nrisimhadeva's mercy and affection, Ganapati getting so much power to fulfill the desire of material worlds, jiva souls, and Ganesh full empowered by Nrisimhadev, and he is feeling the desire. Anyone is surrendered to him, he is feeling his desire, fulfilling. Bignam bhyantum alamasya jagatrasya. Bignam, and so many disturbance, obstacle, everything coming in life, and they are, when surrendered to Ganesh, Ganesh telling, okay, I shall give relief from this disturbance to you. Bignam bhyantum, and he is destroying all the bigna and obstacles of their life. Jagatrasya sargamartha pata. Govindamadi purusham tamahang bhajami. Everything is given in the scripture. We cannot understand from outside. Something, some hearing and something forgetting. Otherwise, one sloka is sufficient in Srimad Bhagavatam given. Yatha taror mula nishechanena trippanti taskanda bhujoposaka pranopaharacha jatendriyanam tathaiva sarvarhanam achyutecha. Leave everything, forget everything. Surrender to Lord Krishna, and what's it? Lord Krishna, tick, 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 tick.
It's your time, Maharaj.
Yeah. This is the advice of Srimad Bhagavatam. And example given, when you are giving the water in the root of tree, root getting so much nourishment and giving nourishment to his branch, and leaf, etc., fruits, everyone getting through that water. Then, taranmula nishechanana tatskanda bhujo uposakha, etc., everything getting nourishment.
Pranopahara
chyasendriyanam. When you are putting this food in your stomach, whole body getting nourishment from that proper food. Like that, you must surrender to Krishna and your all will be clear. Disturbance, all disturbance, everything will be clear, and he will get devotion and service to Lord Krishna. This one sloka is sufficient for us. Not necessary to go to Durga, to Kali, to Ganesh, to see. Nowhere not necessary. Where is Krishna is present, there who will get that honor? Vishwadev told in Rajarshi Yajna, who will get first honorarium. Everyone thinking about God, about the Vishwadev. Everyone thinking because he is the topmost honorable personality. All-rounder, honorable, topmost personality. But Bhishadev himself stand by and told, this question is unnecessary because where is Krishna present? All honor, everything will go to Krishna. Here is no question. Then we all will worship the lotus feet of Krishna as a first honorable personality. And Shishupal was angry. Another, everyone accepted that. Because that day was a death day of Shishupal. Anyhow, this happening. Brahma Sangeeta, very good. Always all description given. 67 slokas maybe. But everything you will get through that. Who is Durga? Who is Kali? Who is Shiva? Who is Ganesh? Who is Sankarsana? Who is Chaturbhuva? Everything. And who is Krishna? That is very beautifully expressed. Alula chandra kalasad banamala bangasi ratnangadanga pranaya keli kalabilasam syamanga tribhanga lalitanga niyata prakasam govindam adipurusanga tamaham bhajami. Adipurusam Govindam, I worship His Divine Lotus Feet. He is looking like that. Alula Chandra Kalasada Banamala Bhangasi. And starting is so beautiful. Chintamani Prakara Shadmosa Kalpavrikha Lakhyabhritesu Shuravhi Ravipalayantam Lakhi Sahasra Satasheb Sambrahma Sebbamanam Lakhi Sahasra Satasambrahma Sebbamanam Govindam Adi Purusham. Starting is very beautiful. Hare Krishna. Jai Maharaj. Always you will keep connection by telephone.
Yes, yes, Maharaj.
And that is very good for us, telephone. Come on. Our great general Abhudhut Maharaj.
Yeah, I'm making so much trouble, but I'm getting there.
Oh, Maharaj. Trouble is life.
Trouble is for trouble.
Yes. If not trouble, what life will be?
Yeah.
I'm very happy that you have taken all trouble in your head.